In the name of Jesus. Good Friday. The bill has come due. That's what keeps running through my head. The bill has come due. Humanity can rack up credit for only so long. We think about this in other spheres, in the sphere, say, of politics and government. All of the warnings that the bills will finally come due or things will finally be insolvent. But here on a different level, a different scale. Not simply the bills that are due because of money spent, but the bills that have come due because of sin. In the end, it must be paid. All must be paid. Every thoughtless word, every little white lie, every lustful desire, every rude deed, every roll of the eyes, every turn to despair, well, the list could just keep going. And even if we only itemized the list of my sin or the list of your sin, it would keep going for ages. Like at a checkout register where the receipt just keeps rolling out forever. And we don't even remember the half of what we've done or thought or said. Where does it come from? We know. We know the root cause of all of it is rebellion. Rebellion against the God who made the world and everything in it, including us. A rebellion that we were born with, that came in our hearts from the moment we were conceived. And it all adds up to this, to the cross. The cross is what we owe. St. Paul says, the wages of sin is death. We've earned it. Not a peaceful death, not a beautiful death, not a pleasant death, whatever those things might be, but death by crucifixion. Shameful, painful, slow, horrible. Divine punishment is our just deserts. We confess it every Sunday. Divine punishment, to be exposed on a cross to die, and then to be forsaken by God forever in hell. The bill has come due. Time to pay up. Time to receive our wages. But has this ever happened to you? You step up to pay what you owe. You pull out your wallet, your credit card, whatever it might be. You go to hand it to the cashier and you discover that someone else has already paid it for you. The person in front of you charged it to their account. The person at the other table called for your bill. Someone you don't even know paid the cost, paid in full. You don't deserve it, but there it is. This is Good Friday. The bill has come due, but someone else is paying it. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We sing it in the hymns. Ye who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose its evil great, here may view its nature rightly. Here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. 'Tis not you, the Word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. For as we sang earlier, what thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior. 'Tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, and grant to me thy grace. We gather this noon, certainly to confess and lament our sins, certainly to see what the bill is that we have racked up by our sin. But we gather even more to ponder his deep love for us, to ponder the way that he paid for your sin and for mine. All those details of the crucifixion, so difficult to ponder, to think of, to see, to hear. Our Lord carrying his own cross until he could carry it no longer because of the flogging he had received, the mockery, the bitterness, the scorn, the humiliation. With a crown of thorns pressed into his head, blood dripping down his face, stripped naked. Our Lord laid on that cross of wood, the spikes driven into his hands and his feet. Our Lord lifted high, suspended between heaven and earth, as if he himself, his body, is the ladder by which God comes to man and man ascends to God. For it is. The suffering through those 3 hours, hanging there and while suffering, telling a repentant thief that he'll be with him in paradise, asking his Father to forgive those who put him on the cross, asking his Father to forgive us, refusing anything that will dull his pain, but taking only that sip of sour wine so that he can utter these most glorious words: "It is finished, paid in full. You owe nothing." Nothing except to thank him and praise him and make known this great gift to others. How can we not fall on our knees with joy? How can we not shed tears of thanksgiving for what he has done for us? Most marvelous of all gifts. A stranger stepped up and paid our bill. We are free. We owe nothing except to return to him that thanks. So we approach Good Friday solemnly, yes, but not with dread. We approach Good Friday going, knowing that we are meeting the thing that is perhaps most difficult of all to see and to bear. Not our sin, but the weight of his love. That love that overwhelms us. What can we do? What can we say? But thank you to our Lord. And thank you again and again each day as we rise. A thank you to him for the life that he has given, for the forgiveness that he has poured out for one for us and given to us, and for the life that still lies ahead. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice, for he has paid what you owe. Amen. And now we are free and forgiven and his forever. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.